Chapter 11. I need to talk to Peter. Bubba finished his ice cream and turned to Layla.
You made a mistake because you didn't register for the competition.
Layla nodded.
But you've worked hard on your idea. Now you have to think about how you can still be part of this competition.
Layla put her head in her hands. This is terrible, she thought. I worked so hard to get into MMGS, and now it's all gone wrong. I was suspended, I've spoken badly to teachers, and I didn't register for the competition. How can I make things work with Peter Cox, the boy I hate? I need to talk to Peter, don't I? She said, looking at her father.
It'll be difficult, but think about what's important for you, he said. Do you want to win the competition?
Layla went back inside the building. She saw Matty from Peter Cox's group standing in the hall. How's it going, Matty? Layla hoped that he could help her to join his team.
Oh, it's all fine, he said, but his face said that there was a problem. The robot's working, so we're excited. We'll soon know if we're in the second part of the competition.
What does your robot do?
It helps children who can't get to school, Matty said. They can learn through the robot. It uses its wheels to travel between classes, and students can watch and talk with the screen. It can also help old people do things in the house.
Sorry, Layla, Matty said suddenly. I've got to go. And he quickly ran back to his table inside the competition room. After Matty left, Layla had an idea. When I saw the boys in the tech room last week, she thought, they were testing different hands for their robot, but Matty didn't say anything about hands just now. Maybe. She looked at the large clock on the wall above the doors. Part two of the competition started in half an hour. She needed to move quickly.
What do you want? Peter Cox asked Layla.
Who does he think that he is talking to me like that? Layla thought. She wanted to hit him, but she could not. Hi, Peter, she said carefully, before walking to the table. I didn't register my team, so I can't compete. I understand that maybe I could help you. Peter laughed, but he did look worried.
What have you got that we need? He asked.
The rest of the group looked uncomfortable as they listened. I heard that you're having a few problems with your robot's hands.
Who told you? Peter asked angrily.
Nobody, she said. I just think that I can help you. But I want two things.
What are they? Asked Peter.
First, I join your team, and I need to join before part two of the competition, or I can't compete.
If your hand fixes our problem, then you can be part of the team, Peter said carefully. What's the second thing?
I want you to tell the principal and your dad what you did on my first day at school. If I have to forgive him, she thought, then Peter must say what he's done. Peter stood without moving. And don't say that they won't believe you, she said, because I've got a video that shows what you did. Layla had her phone in her hand, and she started playing Lisa's video on it. Layla did not see Lisa outside of school, but they became friends on Instagram. After that, Lisa wanted to help Layla, so she sent Layla the video of Peter's attack. The group crowded round to watch the video. They all looked shocked when they saw Peter pushing Layla again and again until she fell to the ground. Peter was not watching the video. He was looking hard at Layla. Layla looked back at him. When the video ended, he finally spoke.
"Fine, I did it. You can join our team."
He said yes very quickly, Layla thought. He must really want to win the competition.
"Thank you," Layla replied. "But there's just one more thing. Can you say sorry to me now? Then you can forgive me and I can forgive you and we can move on."
Everybody was watching them very closely, like they were at a tennis match. First, they looked at Layla, and then they turned to look at Peter. Peter did not look very happy.
"You said two things," he said, starting to shout. "That wasn't one of them, and you should say sorry. I had a dark mark, a bruise, on my face for weeks after you headbutted me."
Layla knew that the GDT was as important to Peter as it was to her, but she wanted him to understand how she felt.
"You're right, Peter. That wasn't one of the things. You don't need to say sorry now. But you need to understand how much you hurt me with the things that you said, and how hard you've made my life," she said. "Things that you do can hurt others in the same way that other people hurt you. I'm sorry for being horrible to you and for headbutting you and calling you names. That wasn't cool. I don't know what's happening in your life, but you can't just put your pain on everyone else." Peter was looking down at the table without speaking. Then he looked at Layla and said,
"I don't know how you understand what's in my head, but yes, I have got things to worry about. My dad keeps talking about the GDT. He says that it's the best competition in the world and that the Coxes need to win it. Do you know what that pressure's like?"
Peter's voice broke. "My brother's team lost, so now I have to win, okay? I have to win. Then you arrive with your loud laugh and look at me, I'm Layla, and you think that you're the best. Next, you wanted to be in this competition and take it all from me. Do you know how much my dad will hate me if that happens? Do you know how hard I have to fight for him to notice me?"
Peter stopped for a moment. Then he said, "But I know it's not really about you, okay? Fine. Sorry." His voice was loud in the quiet hall. Layla almost felt sorry for him. Ethan was right. Everyone really did have their own fight. Peter turned round.
"Okay, let's fix this robot."
Layla quickly saw that the problem was quite simple. Peter's team wanted the robot to pick up things like eggs without breaking them, but they could not find a way to do this.
"What PSI are you using for the silicon hands?" Layla asked.
25, Matty replied. He was looking after the air hose.
"They don't work if the PSI is lower."
Layla showed them her Huggy Bear arms.
"Try these hands," she said. "I made them for my robot, but I can't use them, and I think that we can put them onto your robot."
"They look horrible," said Peter.
"They're gummy worms that I melted together to make edible robots. They work at about 3 PSI. They'll be wonderful for holding an egg."
By working together, the team came second in the competition. That meant that they could go to the national finals in Sydney.
When it was time for Layla and Peter to receive their trophies for second place, Layla stood proudly next to Peter. She was laughing quietly to herself. Mr. Gilvary and Bubba were in the front row. They were both smiling. "I've made it to the finals," she thought. "I've shown everybody that I have a place at MMGS. I've even worked with the boy who made so many problems for me. Now we're a little bit like a family. My father is here. Why hasn't Peter's father come to see the robot that Peter made?" Layla asked herself. "How does Peter feel about this?" Layla's father started to take photos of her on his phone. "Wow," she thought. "Almost everything is okay now."